Brilliance Audio.
A Spanish Sunrise by Boo Walker. Performed by Dan John Miller. For Ruth Chiles, who is proof there are angels. The twisted tree lives its life, while the straight tree ends up in planks. Chinese proverb. Chapter 1. And then there were two. Baxter Shaw's fear that he had failed as a father gnawed at him as he pushed open the door to his daughter's classroom. Finding it empty, he called out over the drumming of the rain on the roof. Hello? Anyone here? Only 20 minutes earlier, Mia's teacher, Ms. Mecca, had called and asked to see him, so he knew he was expected. Mia had apparently hit another student. Assuming Ms. Mecca would be there momentarily, he walked to the windows overlooking the playground and watched the rain fall, his mind running rampant with thoughts of where he'd gone wrong. Was there anything more painful than knowing that your 8-year-old was struggling and that you were not only responsible, but also unequipped to help? His little Mia, the sweetest girl in the world, a budding chess maven, a homemade jewelry and origami enthusiast, the inventor of the forever puppy, still with a closet full of princess gowns, hurting another student. How had it come to this? He didn't want to think it possible that his daughter would do such a thing, but he knew better. Her behavior had been on a downslide for the last 6 weeks or so, since late August, and he couldn't figure it out. That was when the nightmares had started too, these visions she was having of her mother. Of course, it was all related. Sure, Mia had every reason to be struggling, but with the power of passing time, the work she had done with her therapist, and Baxter's efforts to entomb the memories of the past, he had thought they'd broken through the worst of it. But the horror of what had occurred 3 years ago had sent them into a tailspin from which he'd begun to worry they would never recover. He'd given up everything to dedicate his life to her, leaving his band and tossing away the only aspiration he'd ever had. But it hadn't been enough. What else was there then? What else could he give? What he knew, and what kept him up at night, was that he should have given up his dreams the moment he'd met Mia's mother, Sophia, not the moment he'd lost her.
"Hi, Mr. Shaw," Ms. Mecca said, entering the room. "Sorry to keep you waiting."
Baxter spun around to greet her.
"Hey there."
She had a wonderful and warm smile that always allayed some of Baxter's worry. What was it, the fourth time in 6 weeks they'd met like this? Every time he saw her, he thought the same thing. Thank God Mia had someone like Ms. Mecca, because she and Mia's psychologist were the only positive female figures in her life. From the moment Baxter had mentioned Mia's nightmares, Ms. Mecca had jumped into helping, and that was shortly before the behavioral issues had started. In a way, the nightmares had been the omen of things to come. She had even gone out of her way to connect with Mia's psychologist, and they'd been speaking on a weekly basis since the issues had begun. Their combined efforts were enough to make Baxter tear up. As they made small talk about the weather, Ms. Mecca dragged two of the students' small chairs into the middle of the room and encouraged him to take a seat. Baxter's lengthy torso threatened to snap the little plastic chair at any moment, so he sat as gently as possible and then crossed his arms, bracing himself for what she might have to say. "Mr. Shaw," she could start, pulling off her glasses and glaring at him. "No one said it would be easy, but wow, just wow. This whole father thing just isn't working out, is it? You're a chip off the old block, aren't you?" Of course, she didn't know Baxter's father. "I can't believe she hit another student," Baxter said. Actually, he kind of could. Mia's nightmares had led to a lack of sleep, which led to a groggy and often grumpy child who had little interest in getting up in the morning, let alone going to school. Not only had her grades slipped, and she'd lost interest in hanging out with her friends, but she was also exhibiting behavioral issues for the first time in her life. It had begun at home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?